Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and thanks for downloading Visual Studio. I'm going to take you on a quick little tour of some of the building blocks of Visual Studio and explain some of the things that you're going to see once you've had it installed. We'll look at the Solution Explorer and explore the menus and see how you can get started and be successful right away. Let's take a look.
So I've launched Visual Studio, and after a brief sign-in process that just happens one time, this is what I see. You can see that I'm signed in, my name and my picture appear up here. There's also a notification that's telling me that a particular extension or product update is available. You'll see those occasionally in Visual Studio. Now, I'm going to hit File, New, Project, and make a quick console application. I can pick different languages like C#, Visual Basic, C++, F#, and more, but for now, I'll just press OK on this C# console application. It gets created, and this is my editor window. You'll notice that the editor window is smart. It gives you things like light bulbs that will give you potential fixes for your code. Or as I start typing, I get IntelliSense. It's more than just autocomplete. Visual Studio is giving me information about which functions I want to use and the documentation for those functions. Now, this project that I've made is a console application. And I can use this toolbox on the side here and I can fly these out. So I'll click on Solution Explorer and push the pin, and you can see that my solution is made up of one project. But solutions can be made up of multiple projects, so I'll add another. I'm going to make a class library. So now I have a console application and a class library. They're all within the larger solution. I can even have references between them. So now my console application can rely on my class library. You build larger solutions composing them of various projects, and they all live within the Solution Explorer. And it's easy to search as well to find exactly the file that you need. When you want to check something out from source control, you can use the Team Explorer that I'll talk about a little bit more in another video. From here, I can connect to hosted service providers like Visual Studio Team Services or GitHub, or just set up a local Git repository. Let me write a little bit of code here. I'm going to right-click and insert a breakpoint. Notice now that there is a big red line here. Then I'll hit Start. I'm going to start debugging my application. And when you run this project by pushing the big play button up there, it launches the debug view. From here, I can see my call stack, the arguments that have been passed into my project. I can see that I've stopped on exactly this line, line 13, character 13, and I can even see diagnostics information, like how big my process memory is and how long it's been running. I can step over, see events that have happened, and how long they lasted. If this application worked hard, I would even see the CPU percentage and the amount of memory that it was using. You can see here, it took less than a millisecond to do this little bit of work. I'll hit Continue, and my application will end. So this is a very, very brief overview of some of the building blocks of Visual Studio. We've got tool windows over here on the side, the Solution Explorer, the Team Explorer for source control, toolbars up underneath the menu here, and lots of different projects and opportunities for you to create. I hope you have as much fun with Visual Studio as we had building it. Thanks.